Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Nutrien says it'll be evaluating a site in Louisiana as the place to build the world's biggest clean ammonia facility. The new plant would leverage low-cost natural gas, tidewater access to world markets, and the high-quality carbon capture and sequestration infrastructure at its existing facility in Louisiana. The goal would be to serve the growing demand in agriculture, industrial, and emergency energy markets. Ken Seitz, Nutrien's interim president and CEO, says our commitment to developing and using both low carbon and clean ammonia is prominent in our strategy to provide solutions that will help meet the world's decarbonization goals while sustainably addressing global food insecurity. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 1.2 million metric tons of clean ammonia and capture at least 90% of its carbon emissions. The U.S. and other G7 nations are searching for ways to help facilitate export of grain still stored inside the Ukraine. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
About 20 million metric tons of wheat and corn remains in storage in Ukraine, unable to be exported out of the country for various reasons, such as ports being blocked or mined, and lack of overland truck and rail routes. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and ag ministers at the recent G7 meeting discussed some efforts to facilitate movement of Ukrainian grain, the secretary pointing to a lack of infrastructure in that nation also hampering exports.
G7 nations will continue to look for ways to provide assistance and help. We have been provided by Ukraine as a list of testing equipment, weighing equipment that they are in need of. We will do a search of our own resources at USDA. We'll call on universities and the private sector that may be replacing similar equipment, and they have used equipment that may be still of some value. We will accumulate whatever information we can about the location and availability of such equipment and provide that as quickly as we possibly can to the Ukrainians.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The new emergency relief program announced this week by the Department of Agriculture will help cover the billions of dollars in losses from natural disasters in recent years. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch explains the program.
This new ERP program is basically a revamped version of the old WIP Plus program and will provide $6 billion in ad hoc disaster assistance for producers who experience qualifying losses from severe weather events in 2020 and 2021. ERP includes losses from events like wildfires, hurricanes, flooding, freezes, derechos, and also drought under the D3 and D4 categories, as well as D2 after 8 consecutive weeks. It also covers losses from related conditions that occurred concurrently to major disasters like smoke exposure during wildfires.
This is Inside Agriculture.